Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse, getting ready for hockey between the Evergreens and their non-conference opponent, the Sun Prairie Cardinals. Sun Prairie is kind of in the middle of an unusual season. They're getting a new ice rink built, and they've played a lot of games on the road. They have a 3-10-1 record, 2-8 in their home Big 8 conference. Evergreens come in just over 500 after their last out victory a week ago against Marshfield. They're 4-3 in the Valley and 8-7-0 overall. Sun Prairie Cardinals in their Cardinal Red with the black breezers and white trim. Evergreens in the home white, trimmed in evergreen green and yellow. We gather at center ice at Green Heck. Let's drop the puck and light this candle. We're underway. Sun Prairie controls the puck going backwards, though. It's behind their own net. Evergreens try and contest there. Meet our goalies, Jake Thornton. He's a junior for Sun Prairie. When last seen, he was a 3-1 loser to Middleton. Michael Moe between the pipes for DC Everest, the senior. He's gotten steadily better throughout his hockey career. Puck is behind the Sun Prairie net, and Sun Prairie is trying to get it out of there. The Evergreens try and hold this zone in. And Chris Babiar is now Brady Burrell centering, almost put one in front, and now it goes off the boards and clears right out to center ice where the Evergreens are waiting for it. From long range, that's put on goal by Alex Degner and gloved briefly by Thornton. Now leaves it behind his net for one of his defenders. Comes again loose in the corner. Evergreens get an early change, and Sun Prairie is there to retrieve it. Denver Baker, one of these Cardinal captains, puts it forward. Sun Prairie has the puck stick checked away. Evergreens with a good defense, and now hopped over the boards along this near sideline and out of play of a faceoff near center ice. Just underway, Sun Prairie and DC Everest, no score. Weather's lousy outside, so if you're here with us listening on Fox Sports Radio, we think that's an excellent idea. The fans that did make it out, free admission tonight, courtesy of the D.C. Everest Athletic Department. Evergreens control the faceoff. Derek Tomczyk had to go off his stick. Sun Prairie comes back the other way. Now it's behind the Evergreens net. Trying to center there is Nick Nelson. Had a man in front, went off his skate, and the Evergreens will take it back. Matthew Yonke starts the rush for D.C. Everest. Yonke goes off over to Austin Shiro. Long pass out to the red line, a little too long, and Sun Prairie takes it back. They could have numbers here if they push into the corner. Nick Nelson there, puck's behind the net. Nelson was just seated as he was checked as he went into the boards there, and the Evergreens try and clear the zone. Sun Prairie fights to keep it in. Zach Nickerson, backhand, goes over to his teammate Rick Nelson. Nick Nelson, is on the far side there. He loses control along the boards. Evergreens clear it out. One of the Evergreens players' stick just got sawed off. Going over for some new lumber is Michael Plaza. No damage here. It's behind the net where an Evergreen defender is waiting. Pass partially deflected. Evergreens do get it out of the zone to center ice. Got some loose lumber on the ice here. As backpedaling there is Brady Banlaws for Sun Prairie. Sends it off the boards. Michael Moe comes out of net to retrieve for the Evergreens. Put right back on net. Moe almost out of position there. Went behind the net. Sun Prairie holds the zone. C.J. Tro keeps it in. Now behind the net, Evergreens take it away. Nick Bruns. Bruns slides it all the way down the length of the ice. This is going to be icing, and we'll come back for a face-off the other way. DC Everest Hockey brought to you by Tlusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help, representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics. 715-842-5688. Online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Face-off after the icing comes to Michael Moe's left. Sun Prairie controls, but the puck goes behind the net, and the Evergreens come back out the other way. Fighting for it is Michael Plaza. Plaza racing to the corner along with Connor Gurman. Plaza tried to center, goes all the way back the other way. We're going to wave off icing here? Yep, we will. Michael Moe comes out of net to retrieve it. Evergreens will rush the length of the ice. 14 minutes to play, first period, and there's no score between DC Everest and Sun Prairie. Neither team has really gotten a good scoring opportunity so far. Evergreens rushing along the far boards. Put that on from outside the blue line on goal, and it's sticked away by Jake Thornton and over the plexiglass and into the netting, out of play for a stoppage. Tonight's broadcast on Fox Sports Radio is brought to you by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Face-off comes to goalie Thornton's left for Sun Prairie. Sun Prairie controls the draw, comes out to center ice, where the Evergreens are waiting to send it right back in. Brady Burrell put it in, and now Now it's on goal. Evergreens pass a little too wide, trying to center for Bryce Dively. Couldn't control it on his stick, and now it goes into the corner. Grant Dennis fights for it there. Dennis comes away with the puck on the backhand side. He's taken down. Got a penalty here. Yep, penalty upcoming. Shot on goal just wide. Evergreens will fight for it in the corner. That was put on net by Alex Danger. And now Sun Prairie controls the puck. Got a stoppage. And the Evergreens will have a power play coming up with 13:30 to play in this scoreless first period. So during that sequence, Evergreens put the first real shot on the boards there. And we're going to have a two-minute minor coming up here for Jeremy Narmer of Sun Prairie. That was a takedown. It's going to be called roughing, I believe. Evergreens control the faceoff. Tripping will be the call. Off the faceoff, Sun Prairie lifts that puck all the way down the length of the ice, and the Evergreens are going to retrieve it there. In fact, one of the Sun Prairie defensemen, Connor Williams, still fighting for it shorthanded. Now the Evergreens come away with the puck, and they'll get their power play organized. 1:40 left in the one-man advantage. 5-on-4 hockey as Nate Bruns comes up the far boards. Bruns onside. Evergreens have 1, 2, 3, 4. All five into the zone. Stick checked away. Evergreens hold it in. Michael Plaza kept it in. Plaza to the corner. Now gets the puck back. Goes off his stick and out of the zone. Evergreens will have to retreat there. Avery Allard. Allard now comes over to Baby R's. Evergreens are onside. Nope. Taken out. Sent out of the zone back to center ice by Sun Prairie. And now the Evergreens send it into the corner. Avery Allard dumps it in there. Evergreens are going to get a partial change. And Sun Prairie, shorthanded with 1:05 left in the power play, waits behind the net, sends it out to center ice. Here comes a one-on-one shorthanded. Skating away is Nick Nelson. Nelson had it stick checked away by Derek Tomczyk, and the Evergreens come back. So far, this has not been a very well-organized power play. Puck's now behind the Sun Prairie net. Evergreens looking to center. No one's home except a Sun Prairie defender. Good job on the backhand keeping it in by Bryce Dively. Dively sent it back to the corner. Evergreens looking to center. Now they're behind the net. Got a couple of options here in front. Skating out to the far circle. Evergreens work around. And launched on goal. Shot just wide and hit the post. Matthew Yonke set it there. It went off the goalie's blocker. He hit the post and then went into the corner. Evergreens fight to control the zone. Nope, comes out over the blue line. The Evergreens are going to have to retrieve this puck. Goes all the way down. Just 15 seconds left in the power play. Still scoreless. Evergreens get a final rush here with a 5-on-4 advantage. Up the far boards comes Derek Tomczyk. Tomczyk pushes ahead to Matthew Yonke. Yonke got a hard check right in front of the Evergreens bench. And the power play comes to an end. Evergreens have a takeaway 5-on-5. Centering now on the backhand side. It's put on goal. Pad save and briefly loose in front. Bryce Dively on the backhand side. And for a moment, I thought the goalie, Jake Thornton, didn't quite know where it was. Evergreens have now suddenly outshot Sun Prairie. Shots on goal are probably 4 or 5 to 1 at this point. 11 minutes to play, first period, still no score. Sun Prairie's got it behind their own net. Evergreens try and hold the zone. Guarding out at the blue line is Alex Degner. The Evergreens backhanded in. That's Chris Babiar sending it into the corner. Sun Prairie goes behind the net and gets it out of there. All the way out to center ice. In fact, Sun Prairie could have an advantage here if they're able to skate and track down the puck. Wyatt O'Rourke catches it behind the net, tries to send it around the boards. Evergreens come back the other way. Evergreens love a 2-on-2. Long shot from near center ice. Shot to save. Put on goal from Brady Burrell from long range. Goalie Jake Thornton had a clear view of it and gloved it. And he'll hold it there for a face-off. Evergreens Hockey, sponsored by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital. A proud sponsor of Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Face-off to goalie Thornton's left. Sun Prairie controls. They've won a lot of these draws, trying to get it out of the zone, and they do to center ice. Here's a really good pass to Carson Sanders. He's going to have a one-on-one shot. Great save from Michael Moe. Disrupted that by getting the stick out there. Michael Moe turned away the best scoring opportunity for Sun Prairie. They try and center back at the blue line, and it goes over C.J. Tro's stick, and Sun Prairie will have to retrieve. Michael Moe stuck that big stick out, and with the blade, knocked it away. Here's a bad pass again. Sun Prairie's going to have another opportunity. Carson Sanders instead dumps it into the corner. Sun Prairie's going to get a partial change. We're halfway through the first period. Still no score between the Sun Prairie Cardinals and the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Evergreen's back in their own end. Send it around the boards to Avery Allard. Allard tries to go forward. Pass a little too long. Sun Prairie takes it back. Connor Williams has had a good shift here. He's onside Jack Nickerson. Nickerson can't hold the puck there. Goes back out to the red line. Sun Prairie's got it. This Sun Prairie team has some fast skaters onto it. Andrew Melgett, one of their letter winners from last season, just had it stick checked away from behind. Evergreen's take it right back. Partial change for DC Everest. Skating up is Avery Allard. Allard's onside. Puts it on goal. Glove. As he was going for the far post there, and Jake Thornton, the goalie, is going to hold on to it. We'll have a faceoff coming up here with 9:19 to play in the first period. Sun Prairie is going to get a line change out. Evergreens with a partial change. Faceoff will come to Jake Thornton's right here, and taking the draw for the Evergreens is Grant Dennis. Dennis controls the puck, and on the backhand side, Chris Sackman couldn't quite control that puck, comes out to the blue line. Evergreens hold the zone, got some traffic in front. Pass goes a little wide and sails into the corner. Grant Dennis was on the doorstep, and here's a shot. Goes wide from Alex Degner. Degner was going for the far post. Bounces off the boards, though, and comes out of the zone, so the Evergreens left to retrieve it at center ice. Now send it back into the corner. Fighting for it there is Grant Dennis. Dennis looking to center. Sun Prairie comes away with the puck and gets it out of there. Evergreen's waiting, took it right back. Onside now, Grant Dennis backhand side, and now off the stick from Chris Sackman, and a rebound just wide from Bryce Dively. The goalie didn't quite cover up Sackman's backhand shot, and that let Dively take another whack at it. And the Evergreens putting some pressure on the net here, even though we're still scoreless first period. Out at center ice, it's sent behind the Evergreens net, and Sun Prairie will get a partial change there. Trent Austin sent it into the zone. Evergreens come back along the near boards. Chris Sackman. Evergreens have the better of the action. Sackman sends it in. He's on goal from long distance, and the Evergreens will get a change too. Both teams fresh skaters on. Sun Prairie coming back. Carson Sanders looking to center in front. Just slid right through his pass. A little too long for Brandy Bonios, who was going towards the goal. Just couldn't quite catch up with the puck. Goes behind the net. Evergreens try to counterattack. Pass a little long and into the skates of Grant Dennis. Evergreens now send it into the zone, but a Sun Prairie defender is there. Good pass out to the red line. This Sun Prairie team is fast, and they look like they're good skaters, good passers, too. Kind of belies their 3-10-1 record. They've also played a lot of road hockey while their new ice rink is under construction. They play their first road game later on. Offsides there. We're going to have a stoppage with 7:33 to play in the first period. 0-0 Evergreens and Cardinals. Tonight's hockey at Greenheck Fieldhouse brought to you by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats at the corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. Faceoff here is going to come to Michael Moe's right. Michael Moe had that one good save, otherwise he's not been under a lot of pressure. Puck is loose in front off the faceoff, and one of the Evergreens players, Chris Babiarz, gets to it. Babiarz lost control of his skates and was on his own, kind of slid kind of hard into the boards. Evergreens, though, have all five players into the zone. Evergreens just barely hold it in. Alex Denger sends it into the corner, wrap around in front from point blank, just wide. Austin Shiro was on the doorstep and misfired over the crossbar. Evergreens hold the zone. Now it's behind the net. Fighting for it there is Seth Jaglinski. Jaglinski can't control the puck, though, and see if Sun Prairie can clear it out. On the backhand side, they do. Nope, Evergreens hold it in. That's a pretty good job there from Michael Plaza. Wouldn't let that puck get cleared. Plaza fighting to keep it in as well, trying to get towards the net. Nope, taken away there. And the Evergreens again hold it in at the blue line. Put on goal. Shot covered up. Loose in front. Fighting for it. There is Seth Jaglinski again. Poking at it. Couldn't quite get it by Timmy Thornton. Jake Thornton. Jake Thornton a couple of times is not wrapped up but has left rebounds loose in front. Here's a centering pass. Evergreens are back at the blue line. Got traffic in front. Shot to go! Bryce Dively was on the doorstep at the near post. Got the pass and put it in. The Evergreens have put much more pressure on the Sun Prairie net than vice versa, and they are rewarded up 1-0. Going to be a couple of assists on that, and we'll get the details on it coming up in just a moment. Evergreens lead 1-0, 6:23 to play, first period. The faceoff controlled by Sun Prairie goes right behind DC Everest. Avery Allard's going to get an assist.
Assist by number six,
and will also give Alex Degner an assist too. Evergreen's lead 1-0, coming back the other way. Shot on goal just off one of the defender's sticks. Derek Tomczyk had a pretty good opportunity there. Goes into the netting and we'll have a stoppage. 5:55 to play first period. Evergreen's 1, Sun Prairie 0. Hockey Tonight, sponsored by Intercity State Bank, serving the community since 1952. Financing for homes, vehicles, and businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. Off the faceoff goes behind the Sun Prairie net. Evergreens are looking to center. That's Brady Burrell trying to get it in front. Now on the backhand side, deflected away. Michael Plaza had it on the backhand side of his stick, and one of the Sun Prairie defenders got in between him and the goal and denied the Evergreens a scoring opportunity. Sun Prairie coming back the other way. Carson Sanders onside. Lot of traffic in front. Shot just wide from Connor Williams. Williams was out near the blue line and sent it whistling over the crossbar. Evergreen's trying to get this as a one and done, and instead it's into the corner. Sun Prairie fights to hold it in. Carson Sanders. Sanders very active for the Cardinals. It's behind the Evergreen's net. We've got a defender there, Brady Burrell, trying to get it out. Burrell goes to Nate Bruns, and the Evergreens do clear the zone. Out to center ice, Michael Plaza almost onside. Couldn't quite catch up with it, and the Evergreens are offside. We'll have a stoppage here with 5:06 to play. First period hockey from Greenheck, brought to you by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Marshfield Clinic, don't just live, shine. Face-off just outside the blue line. Evergreens control it. Goes back to Alex Degner. Degner goes cross ice. Now sent in behind the net. See if the Evergreens can catch up with us here. Seth Jaglinski racing towards it in the corner. A Sun Prairie defender is closer. CJ Tro, the team captain, tries to get it out. Evergreens hold it in. Cross ice right on the stick and a score! Austin Shiro! Austin Shiro got it on the backhand side. He got a fabulous pass while he was sitting right on the doorstep. And the Evergreens have a 2-0 lead. Both of these goals coming at even strength. That's a goal where the assist is going to be much deserved. Austin Shiro got about as good a pass as you could hope for. So the Evergreens get goals about 2 minutes apart and take a 2-0 lead.
In that first period, an even strength goal by number 24, Austin Shiro, with an assist by number 6.
Alex Degner is getting his second helper of the night. And Alex Degner's pass was what made the scoring chance happen here. Off the faceoff, Sun Prairie tries to control. Evergreens take it away at center ice. Matthew Yonke sends it in. Evergreens get a partial change. Retrieved by Jeremy Narmer for the Sun Prairie Cardinal. They'll have to rush the length of the ice. The bad pass goes off the boards. Got a whistle, stoppage. Going to come back the other way for a faceoff with 4:08 to play. Evergreens getting goals from Bryce Dively and Austin Shiro. 2-0, DC Everest. Face-off here will come to goalie Thornton's right. It's in his own end. Evergreens control it, but have two players who both lost their skates in a collision. Now everyone's back on their feet. It's in the corner. Sun Prairie looks to clear it out. Evergreens retreat and get the puck at center ice. Sent right back in. Denver Baker, defender there for the loose in front now in a point-blank range. There's a shot and a save. Chris Sackman. Sackman got his own rebound, and it was saved with the pads again. Some of the best scoring opportunities that Chris Sackman has seen in a while, but he misfired from close range. Coming back the other way, Sun Prairie almost put one on net by Carson Saunders. Defender there for DC Everest disrupted the action. Now the Evergreens control at center ice. Derek Tomczyk sends it into the corner. Evergreens will get a partial change. Chris Sackman and Bryce Dively both came off the ice. Sackman was a little frustrated that he missed that there. Pounded his stick onto the ice as he was heading back to the bench. Evergreens with fresh skates. Michael Plaza's onside. Tries to split the two defenders. Loses the puck. Goes into the corner. Avery Allard fights for it there. Centering. Backhand side. Good pass here onto the stick of Alex Denger. Shot save! Denger put that right on net. Right into the chest of Jake Thornton, and he covers up. Evergreens have had by far the better scoring opportunities here in this first period, and they are already staked to a 2-0 lead. Get the feeling that at this point, Sun Prairie would like to get to the locker room without any further damage and regroup. Faceoff comes to goalie Thornton's left. Evergreens control that draw. That's Chris Babiarz won the puck, went into the corner, though. Evergreens fight to hold the zone. Sun Prairie's had trouble clearing it out here. Brady Burrell sends it back into the corner. Evergreens and Michael Plaza there. Plaza tries to center, disrupted by one of the Sun Prairie defenders. Sun Prairie can't get it out. Plaza fighting for it along the far boards. Can't clear. It is kept in. Shoveled towards the goal by Brady Burrell, but there was no one there in front. Didn't have anyone in position to take advantage of that loose puck, which was briefly free in front. Cleared out of the zone, though. Evergreens fight back the other way. 2.5 minutes to play. Evergreens are on the attack again, right into the corner for Chris Babiarz. Babiarz, pretty fast skater, gets there along with one of the defenders, Jeremy Narmer. Babiarz centering, looking in front, and off the stick of Alex Degner. Degner's pass a little close here in front. Covered up save. Who was that on the doorstep for D.C. Everest? That was Chris Babiarz right there in front. Jake Thornton went down and stopped it. Thornton has been under duress for a good part of this first period. We have to deal with the faceoff here to his right. Evergreens look to control the puck here. Matthew Yonke into the corner, back out to the blue line. Evergreens have a man in front on the backhand side. Save there. Austin Shiro's shot didn't get through. Shiro was unable to get that good wood on it. On the backhand side, Evergreen still hold the zone back near the goal line. Now fighting forward in the corner, Chris Babiarz. Puck is briefly loose. Evergreen still along those far boards. Fight for it. Now it comes out to the blue line. Derek Tomczyk puts it on goal wide. Now it's behind the net. Evergreen's looking to center. Goes all the way back to the blue line again. Evergreen's got a partial change. Shot. Glove save. Put on net from long distance by Brady Burrell. 1:38 to play first period. Sun Prairie will get a line change with a faceoff coming up here. D.C. Everest Hockey, sponsored by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time, providing sound financial products and services. Valley Communities Credit Union, visit their newest location in Cronenwetter. Having to guard the near post there is Thornton, almost wrapped around there by Brady Burrell. Evergreens hold. Pass back at the blue line, hops over the stick of Derek Tomczyk. Comes out to center ice. Tomczyk just took a high hit to the helmet, and there's no call. And now the Evergreens come back the other way on goal. Shot just wide from Chris Sackman. Sackman had it go a little wide just over the crossbar. He was skating towards the net and was right on shot with a pass that wasn't slightly behind him. He would have had a better chance. Sun Prairie clears it out here. Final minute to play first period. First intermission. We'll check the Valley Conference standings, give you an update on some upcoming Evergreens hockey. Big Valley Conference games ahead next week for D.C. Everest after this Friday night non-conference tilt. Sun Prairie's got the puck at center ice. Been a while since they've had a sustained attack on goal here. Wyatt O'Rourke sent it behind the net. Evergreens try and clear it out. Sun Prairie holds it in. Nick Nelson out at his own blue line. Now goes back behind the net again, and Evergreens defender is waiting. 30 seconds left till the first intermission, sent high off the boards. There's another elbow to the head that's not called. Denver Baker with an up-high hit on Nate Bruns, and we play on. Puck goes over the plexiglass and out of play with 26 seconds to play. From my vantage point, now again, I'm high atop the ice on the second floor of the Greenheck Fieldhouse looking down into the rink. So maybe I'm seeing things from this higher perspective that our referees and linesmen aren't seeing. Two more penalties that should have been called from my vantage point on Sun Prairie that weren't. Final rush here for the Evergreens with 18 seconds. They go in onside, now behind the net. Brady Burrell fighting to center, goes into the corner. Burrell has it on his backhand, sends it out to the blue line. Evergreens will get a shot here. Alex Degner's shot didn't go through cleanly. It's blocked. Now under 5 seconds to play, back out to center ice. That's where the period will come to an end. Evergreens with two even strength goals, and they lead Sun Prairie 2-0. Get our save statistics in just a moment. 13 saves for Jake Thornton. Michael Moe, I think, is only going to have one or two. Yep. Saves were 13-2, which gives you an idea of the difference in time in the zone and pressure on the net. The D.C. Everest Evergreens definitely had the best go of it in that first period. First intermission is upon us. Evergreens 2, Sun Prairie nothing. Back after this break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.